blast from the past now. This is 1972. Listen.
I can only say that thank you for the honor of inviting me here. And, oh, you're wonderful, sweet people. Thank you.
That's no Brit. That's Charlie Chaplin, as American as apple pie, picking up a special Oscar to honor his contribution to the movies back in 72. Funny man, screen legend, at one time banned from entering the U.S., and a suspected communist. All these things we know and have been talked about endlessly, but a Frenchman? The British Secret Service has just released some files that show how hard the U.S. pushed London to try and prove Chaplin was a communist sympathizer, but it turns out Chaplin had left-wing sympathies, but nothing more. But this same investigation could not determine one other detail, where he was born. Gordon Carrera is security correspondent for our partner, the BBC. The Charlie Chaplin mystery, Gordon, this is pretty interesting stuff.
It's quite a file. It's more than 100 pages that has been released today from the British Security Service. This file, it starts in 1952 when Charlie Chaplin leaves America to come to Britain for a film premiere, and the US say, we don't want you back. It's the era of the McCarthy, the anti-communist fervor in Washington, looking for reds under the bed in Hollywood. And basically, they write to MI5, the FBI write to MI5, saying, can you find some evidence to back up the idea he's a communist? Can you find out some more information about him? What do you know about him? Is he a party member of and who really is Charlie Chaplin? It's quite interesting, though, because if you look at the file, basically MI5, the security service, don't find anything to prove that he's a communist. They also aren't that keen, really, on helping what they see as the kind of the witch hunt. They don't use that word, but you get that sense from the files that's going on in Washington to find information on him. But there is this mystery about where he was born and trying to trace that down. And basically, they don't get to the bottom of it.
It's so fascinating. And, you know, Charlie Chaplin was deeply hurt by these investigations. And the irony, of course, that some of his famous movies, The Great Dictator, Modern Times, are all about a populist kind of endorsement of workers' rights and sentiments that are very pro-worker. Here's Charlie Chaplin's daughter, Geraldine, talking about those times.
I think it was his politics. I think, you know, they became obsessed with him. His sin was being a nonconformist. And although he was not a communist, I mean, he never joined any political organization in his life, he refused to fall in line by hating them, and they couldn't bear that.
It's from the files courtesy of our partner, the BBC, talking with Gordon Carrera, security correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Boy, the French would love to claim Charlie Chaplin, don't you think?
That's right. I mean, so they're looking to try and find out who is Charlie Chaplin, really. There's this claim that his real name was Israel Thornstein, the FBI seem to think. And they say, can you find anything to prove that? And the British say, no, we can't find that. But we can't find his birth certificate either. There's no trace of it. And then there's this rumor, well, maybe he was born in France near Fontainebleau. And they send MI6 out to talk to the French and they find no evidence. And so it becomes this really great big mystery about where exactly he was born. And no one basically gets a final answer from it. It is pretty sure that he was born in London, basically. Although there is a rumour that he was born in a kind of gypsy caravan, perhaps a bit north of London, all quite murky and never quite resolved.
Sounds like a great movie. Gordon Carrera, security correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks so much.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.